Fox News host Megyn Kelly has made plenty of news herself in recent months, going toe-to-toe with Donald Trump on the campaign trail, accusing Fox News chief Roger Ailes of sexual harassment. Now she is leaving Fox for NBC. That is interesting. Hadass Gold is reporter at Politico. She's been paying attention. She joins us. Hadass, welcome to On Point.
Hi, great to be with you.
I think I read someplace she was making $15 million this year at Fox News. That's not too shabby. Why is she leaving?
Right, and there are actually been reports that she was offered even more than that to stay at Fox News. And the reason that she gave was a couple. She said in one hand she wanted to spend more time with her family. But there were also reports that she wanted to expand onto a bigger stage to make that crossover, and that she was sort of done with the Fox News family.
Is NBC a bigger stage than Fox?
I mean, broadcast tends to reach more people than cable news does. The nightly newscasts, for example, on broadcast reach millions more people than the nightly primetime lineup. Also for Megyn Kelly, it's a crossover not only onto broadcast, but it's a crossover to a different sort of audience than the Fox News audience.
Remind us exactly what she's going to do for NBC, as far as we know.
So her role will be threefold. She will be hosting some sort of daytime show. There are some reports that it will be actually the 9 a.m. hour of the Today Show. She will also be holding a Sunday evening news magazine show, though the exact format and timing of that is not sure yet because of the Sunday night football. And then she will also be participating in NBC's big event nights, such as election night or debate nights.
A Sunday evening news magazine. What is this? A one-woman 60 Minutes, but for NBC?
It appears. I mean, NBC has tried this before with Brian Williams and Rock Center. It's not clear exactly what it's going to be like, although there have been allusions to 60 Minutes and how they do that. Everything seems to be sort of up in the air, but I think what was appealing to Megyn Kelly was they sort of gave her a blank slate and said, we want to do what you want to do.
Last April, she talked on CBS Sunday Morning with host Charlie Rose, and he asked her, Megyn Kelly, what kind of show she thought would best fit her.
How about if we merge a little Charlie Rose, a little Oprah, and a little me all together, and we serve that up as an hour? Wouldn't you watch that?
I'd love it.
I'm trying to picture that, Hadass, a little Charlie Rose, a little Oprah, and a little Megyn Kelly. That's quite a combo. Do you have any idea what the presentation will be here when she comes to NBC on Sunday nights?
It's really not clear. I mean, everybody knows Megyn Kelly as this hard-charging lawyer. She spent a few years as a lawyer and joined the Fox News Channel and is known for being incredibly smart and fast and clever and knows how to push people. So trying to translate that into a daytime show is a little bit harder. I could see it working better as the Sunday night news magazine show, but clearly Megyn Kelly has really big ambitions for what she's going to do next.
Is this also a play by NBC in the Trump era to bring in someone who has been associated with Fox in a more conservative view of the world?
You could say that. But I don't think that NBC really believes that they're going to be able to somehow bring over her entire Fox News audience with her, although I'm sure they think that she has a broader appeal to that side of the audience and others than other hosts might have. And you have to remember that Megyn Kelly kind of came out as this sort of Trump foe throughout the campaign. They clashed quite a bit, and she was seen as sort of a Trump skeptic, the one Trump skeptic really in the primetime lineup at Fox News.
Here she was in the first Republican primary presidential debate and challenging presidential candidate there at the time, Donald Trump, about his offensive language toward women, and she really came straight at Trump.
Mr. Trump, one of the things people love about you is you speak your mind and you don't use a politician's filter. However, that is not without its downsides, in particular when it comes to women. You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account...
Only Rosie O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't, with that kind of tough, clear Megyn Kelly pushback, and she wasn't finished.
Your Twitter account has several disparaging comments about women's looks. You once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man we should elect as president? And how will you answer the charge from Hillary Clinton, who is likely to be the Democratic nominee, that you are part of the war on women?
Hadass Gold, what can you tell us about Megyn Kelly's politics and her gender politics?
Well, we really don't know much about Megyn Kelly's politics or necessarily who she voted for, but she has come out as a sort of a, you can almost call her in the lean-in generation, although she doesn't call herself a feminist of any sort. She wrote her book, Settle for More, and it's kind of her mantra right now, that she is really advocates for herself, she advocates for women. She has been known to eviscerate some of her fellow Fox News commentators and colleagues when they've said certain things about how if women are the breadwinners of the House, it can lead to somehow the downfall of society. And so she was always seen as a sort of unique person at Fox News, not only because of her propensity to challenge Donald Trump like she did, but the things that she would sometimes come out and surprise people in how she would push back, but on the other hand, toe more of the conservative line.
News today that Tucker Carlson has been tapped to replace Megyn Kelly at that 9 p.m. slot on Fox. On what kind of terms does she leave Fox at this point? I mean, after the pretty tough charges she made against Roger Ailes about sexual harassment, she was very forthright about that. What's the relationship?
Well, it's a more amicable departure, actually, than what we've seen sometimes in the past, even more recently. For example, with Greta Van Susteren, Megyn Kelly will be hosting her show for one more week, gives her a week to say goodbye to her show, to her crew. Rupert Murdoch put out a very nice statement about her, saying that they wish her only the best. So it's a little bit of a different departure than we saw, for example, Greta Van Susteren more recently. I don't think she even got a chance to say goodbye or host a last show. And everything has been sort of happy. She tweeted congratulations to Tucker Carlson for taking over her time slot. Tucker's appointment, though, is a clear direction for Fox News, though. It's actually much faster than a lot of people were expecting a replacement host to be announced. And it's going to be pretty much, first of all, an all-white male lineup in the prime time. Martha McCallum will take over the 7 p.m. slot. But also it's going to be a pretty conservative and pretty, actually, almost in a way, pro-Trump lineup as well.
And without Megyn Kelly, that irritant, if that's what it is to Donald Trump, out of the lineup. Here she was announcing her departure at the end of her show, The Kelly File, on Tuesday.
So I'll be leaving Fox News at the week's end and starting a new adventure, joining the journalists at NBC News, who I deeply admire. I'll be anchoring a daytime show there, along with a Sunday night news magazine. And you'll see me there on the big nights, too, for politics and such.
At Oskol, can you think of another female figure in, I guess you could say, or male, either, but a female figure in TV right now who's got this combination of glam and steely toughness that Megyn Kelly brings to her work?
I think it's something unique that you don't see in a lot of other hosts. There's a lot of other hosts that have sort of elements of what she has, the glam or the toughness or any of that, and that's why I think that she made this move now, because versus waiting for another couple years, maybe spending more time at Fox, I think she knew that this was kind of her moment, and if she was going to make this move, it had to be at this time.
And NBC, do we know about the deal that they made with her to bring her over? If $15 million or plus wasn't enough to keep her at Fox?
It's definitely, she's making in that arena something between $15 to $20 million, but it's not as much as what Fox was potentially offering her. It is a multi-year deal, but that's about all the details that we know about it right now.
She was very candid with Terry Gross on Fresh Air, saying that in the aftermath of her attacks on Trump, or her tough questioning of Trump, she had to live almost in fear of her life for a year. Trump supporters who were threatening, menacing, hanging out outside her apartment and all the rest. Do we know if she's clear of that at this point?
As far as we know, those things have calmed down, but she hasn't talked about them as much recently. But maybe that's part of wanting to get out of the Fox world. She just wanted a fresh change.
And she will have it. Megyn Kelly on her way to NBC. Hadass Gold covers it all for Politico. Hadass, wonderful to have you with us today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.